Grace, mercy, and peace to you, the sheep of the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Amen. We read again verses 4 through 6. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling. It's every parent's worst nightmare. You turn around and your child is gone. You panic. Maybe freak out. You go looking for them, only to find them off in their own world, just having wandered off again. At least that's what happens most of the time. Every year, 800,000 kids are abducted, with about 200,000 of them being abducted by a close relative. That's about 2,000 per day. There's a reason why parents teach their kids about stranger danger. Now, the picture used today is one of the shepherd and his sheep. That's one that we're very familiar with believers being the sheep. I think we're familiar with it because it fits us so well. I mean, sheep, they get scared by things like bubbling water, loud noises like that. They blindly follow other sheep. They have no natural defenses. Well, I think if we're honest, we get scared about some pretty silly things sometimes. We blindly follow others at times. Without God's word, we have no defenses of our own. But today, Jesus talks about one of the positive qualities of sheep. They know their shepherd's voice. Where I served previously, there was a Navajo member there, and her parents raised sheep. So she did not like the picture of sheep as unintelligent in the Bible, and she pointed to this very quality of the sheep, pointing out how intelligent they are, that they recognize the voice. She said all she had to do was go outside of her house and say in Navajo, "Sheep, come here," and sheep far off in the distance on the hills would just start coming back, and that was it. They knew her voice, they recognized it, they came home. That's impressive. Well, as you heard these words today, these verses, what were you thinking? I listen to my shepherd's voice. I'm in church more often than not. I don't listen to a stranger's voice. Right there, I want to stop and look at that way of thinking. You see, Jesus was speaking these words specifically to Pharisees. They convinced themselves they did a pretty good job of following God. And yet verse 6 specifically says, the Pharisees, they did not understand what he was telling them. Well, this is meaningful for us. We have Pharisaic tendencies. It's much easier to focus on how things apply to other people than to take the time and hard work of seeing how they apply to ourselves. So maybe my encouragement is take this as an opportunity for some reflection. How well do you know your Savior's voice? Now, just the place where we are, it's not going to be easy for anyone to say not well, especially if you've grown up in church, but I encourage you, be honest in looking at this question. Do you know God's voice as well as you think, or do you find yourself listening more to the world and paying lip service to God? Well, let me put it this way. Is it a successful sermon if I stand up here and talk about Bible things and then end the sermon with Jesus died for all your sins, amen? Well, some people would think that's a good sermon. It doesn't make them necessarily take a hard look at their own life and hard look at how things apply to them. It's one that would allow them to be self-righteous like the Pharisees. In fact, do we struggle with some of the same things as the Pharisees? Do we at times assume that we know God's voice? Do we assume that we know it well enough to recognize it and also recognize the voice of the stranger when that assumption betrays the same kind of arrogance that the Pharisees themselves had who thought that they knew? I don't don't ask that assuming it's true, but rather I ask that because that's the kind of hard self-reflection we need to make sure that we don't fall into the same trap as the Pharisees. Because what was Jesus doing? You see, he was trying to lead them to see and recognize that they had been led astray by a stranger's voice, and yet their assumption that they knew God's voice so well prevented them from ever really listening to what Jesus, their Savior, their Good Shepherd, was saying. We do well to have an attitude of humility as we listen to Jesus' voice so that we don't fall into that same trap of the Pharisees. Maybe here's the greater danger of approaching God's word as if you already know it. You don't know what you don't know. If your attitude is one that I've grown up with it, so I know it, does that attitude carry over in Bible class? Does that attitude carry over in listening to a sermon? Does that attitude carry over in your own personal devotional life that you know it, so even when you read it, you're just reading it as if, well, I already know what it's going to say? Well, do you think maybe the Pharisees might have had that same idea? I know it so well. I mean, what happens when you kind of know what someone's going to say? Do you maybe tune out a little bit? Do you maybe even finish their thought for them? I guess what I'm really leading to ask, do we sometimes think that we know God's word better than we do so that even when we're listening, we're not really listening as well as we maybe could? The only attitude that's appropriate in listening to God's word is one of humility, like Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And that's true whether you're a pastor, whether you're a member, whether you're someone just coming back to church again, to have that kind of humility. And here's why that is so vitally important. If we don't have that humility in our approach to God's word, how are we going to be humble when someone comes with God's word in rebuke of us? To lead us to repentance, to lead us to that assurance of our forgiveness? Or will we rather be defensive and take in rather arrogant attitude? You see, this is why this is important. Jesus was trying to do that with the Pharisees. He was trying to lead them to see that they had been led astray by listening to a stranger's voice and hadn't even realized it. If we have an arrogant approach to God's word, if we fail to have that humility, well, then we're probably not going to be humble when someone comes to talk about some hard things with us. Or maybe even worse, no one comes to talk to us about our sin. I mean, think about this. Shouldn't that be a regular occurrence? As we grow in faith, we also grow in recognizing how much sin there really is in our lives. We grow in understanding how we daily, desperately need that forgiveness. Shouldn't we also grow in, well, in our love for others and how we approach them with this humble attitude, and that we recognize that when it comes as well? But when our attitude toward is one of hanging on Jesus' every word, then there's going to be that humility that takes correction as it really is, as correction, as a leading us to repentance, and again to that comforting message of forgiveness. There'll be that same humility as we look at the word and apply what it says to our own lives. Brothers and sisters, the only way that we get to know our Savior's voice is in the words of the Bible. And the better we get to know that voice, the better we can also recognize the imitations. There are all kinds of ways that strangers get children to go away with them, to abduct them. And yet there's a couple I want to look at. One, I mean, if you just give kids candy, it's pretty easy to convince them, hey, you're a good person, to lead them away. The other one is maybe you tell them, hey, your parents sent me to come get you. You tell them a lie. Well, again, this is impactful for us as we think about the warning Jesus gives us today of listening to a stranger's voice. There are people out there that will only tell you the candy that you want to hear. There's a lot of people that are going to tell you what your itching ears want to hear. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the same as God's word, as your shepherd's voice. There are others that will say, I'm from your father. I got to come and get you. I have a message for you. That doesn't mean it is the same as the message that God has given us in his word in the Bible. This is something that we are specifically warned about today to be on our guard. So how do we do that? Well, we need to be our Savior's sheep. Listen to his voice. Learn that voice so well that you can recognize an imposter's voice. How do we recognize Jesus' voice? It's in the words of the gospel that he has done everything for your salvation. There is nothing left undone. Simply believe it. He's come that we may have life. Real life in heaven. Life to the full. He doesn't want us to be led off that narrow path to life by listening to a stranger's voice. He wants us to know that gospel message that all of our sins have been washed away. Yes, even the sins of making so many other things in this life more important than God and his word. Not so that we continue doing that, but so that we turn from those sins and in repentance give God's word a higher value, a higher priority in our lives, and really take to heart what he says about his sheep listening to his voice. Well, that's got to be impactful. That's got to cause us to do some self-reflection. How do we value our shepherd's voice? Again, the way we recognize it is by spending time. Maybe think about it this way. We all have people in life that we know their voice so well because we've been around them so much. In fact, if they were in another room and we heard them, we'd know who it is because we know their voice, we know their speech patterns, how they talk, etc. That's exactly what our Savior wants us to do with his voice. That from having spent time in the Word, we know his voice. We know that gospel message well. But not that comes from an attitude of arrogance, but rather from humility. I know my shepherd's voice. So that we can recognize the voice of an imposter, recognize the voice of a stranger. That doesn't sound like my Savior's voice. That's not how, as I've gotten to know it, from his word in the Bible. Maybe the theme that I chose today tugged a little at your heartstrings. It's horrible as you think about all the children that are abducted by even family members, let alone complete strangers. Horrible to think about. And yet, something far worse to contemplate and think about is some of Jesus' sheep being led astray by listening to a stranger's voice. Brothers and sisters, this is something Jesus warns us about, not only here, but time and time again in his word. And this is something that we want to take to heart, that we want to take seriously. To hold up high our Savior's voice. To think about, how can I get to know my Savior, his voice, even better? To never be content that I know that voice well enough, but rather to spend time in his word, to know your shepherd, and to hear his voice, so that no one will ever lead you astray. So dear brothers and sisters, my encouragement to you today is to take to heart the stranger danger that our Savior talks to us about today. The very real danger that we have of listening to someone else's voice. And the solution to that is to immerse ourselves ever more in his word, to continually grow in hearing his voice, and through hearing it regularly, to grow in how Well, we know and recognize that voice. Because, dear brothers and sisters, our Savior wants us to have life. Real life. Life to the full with Him in heaven. Listen to your shepherd's voice. Amen.